This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It is episode 423. On our way to 2000. Not coming in tomorrow, as far as I know. Everything's puttering along. It was a good week. We had a big demo this morning. Rolling out the first paperless expense report. There will be several to come, but we actually had a meeting with several of our associates who are overseas. They dialed in. We did a Skype for Business thing, and we ran a little demo for them, and we answered questions. We had a lot of good people in the room with me. You know, management was in there, and all the people down to those that helped them. And so we were able to answer questions, and it was a really good mix of people. People participated. It was good. It was good. And we managed to record the whole thing, and we'll be posting it out on the production site so that they can get their updates out there and review it. So yeah, we've been moving along, ramping up to this point for several months, actually. So this is going to be our first rollout limited beta test on the first K2 project. So it's good. It's good. Everything's good. Had a little excitement yesterday. So what I was trying to decide what order I want to tell these in. I'm a little bit low powered at the moment. I didn't want to have a big breakfast because I was going to be doing demos and stuff, and so I wanted to be light minded. So I've just had a cup of coffee today and a cup of tea today, and that's about it. So I'm going home to have some supper. Anyways, I had a little bit of excitement yesterday that made me smile. So in the morning, it's been raining here. Raining. And I guess I wasn't paying attention to how much rain it was raining. I think you... Well, listeners of the podcast will remember 2 years ago that our basement flooded, and it was because I was allowing water in against the sides of the house. And we had so much water that we have clay out where we are, and so it's like a dam. And then the water just went down between the edge of the house and actually, I think, got underneath the foundation footings and percolated up into the gravel pit. And then it just started coming up through the floor. So I bought some downspout extenders, and we got those and got the water pushed away from the house. We've never had any trouble since with drainage, even with all the rain we've had recently, no problem like that. However, in my wife's crafts room, there are a couple of spots where the water was pushing through on the metal struts that were used to hold together the basement forms. That there's a little bit of seepage happening there with enough pressure from the outside. Well, as it turns out, we had put on some gutters with some guards on them, those screens on the top, but the oak blooms had kind of clogged up the screens, and so the water was coming straight off the gutters and hammering down, and it was hammering down right in the front of the house where there's no drainage for that water to get out. That put enough water into that little area, which put enough pressure against the wall of my wife's craft room, which meant we were getting some seepage. So Saturday, I was like, hey, wait a minute, I should clean those out. So I cleaned those out, cleared up the seepage, no problem. We're still getting just a little bit, but we'll probably, before it's all said and done, just go ahead and rip that wall off and seal it up real good before we try to sell the house so the next owner doesn't have to deal with that. Or we'll go down on the outside. I guess they have new treatments where they can run a rod down on the outside and spray some kind of super foam down in there and just seal all those things up. We may do that too. But anyway, so that happened on Saturday. So we started getting really heavy rain again yesterday. So as I'm leaving, it's raining. I'm already dressed for work. I think, you know, I wonder if the water's still coming off of there. Maybe I should check. So as I'm starting to drive off, I'm thinking, oh, maybe I should really check. And so I come back in my circle drive. I can't quite see into right in the front of the house there because of what the circle drive is off to the side of the house. So I decide I'll just nudge the car up into the front yard so that I can just see. Forgetting how much rain we've had. Actually, Jesus said, you know, that's probably not a good idea. And I just ignored him because I didn't want to get wet. So I get up there and I'm like, nope, it looks fine. Put it into reverse. And it's just like, nothing. It's just not happening. So I get all my stuff out, go in. I know my wife is usually going to spend the day at home on Wednesday, and her mom is there. She spent the night with us on Tuesday night. So I'm thinking it'll probably be fine. And I don't know what that was, beep beep, was about. So I go in, wake up my wife. Hi, sweetie, I did a silly thing. I need to borrow your van. What time do you need it back? 5 o'clock. Good, good, good. She said, that's fine. So she wrote me later. She said, I was a little groggy. What? But got it all worked out. Got my car stuck Wednesday morning as I'm trying to get it. Okay, so fine. So Wednesday night, it's still raining. It has rained all day Wednesday. Pretty hard, rained all day. So I get home Wednesday evening. Okay, it's time to do the thing. Time to pull the car out. My wife takes off for church. She says, do you need me to stick around? Nah, we're fine. So I start putting together the supplies because this is a guy thing. You know, I don't do a whole lot of stuff mechanically normally. But that doesn't mean I can't do it. So it's just, I have other things to do besides deal in the physical world. So it's time to do something mechanical. So I have some raw materials. I have 450 feet of heavy rope that we use to haul stuff up to the top of the tower when I had the internet service provider business. I have a harness that I use for safety. I have a bunch of heavy-duty lanyards. And I've got myself a little hand crank manual winch that's like a 2-ton winch. I'm thinking, I'm going to put pieces together here and I'm just going to winch my car back out of the lawn. Okay, fine. So I start putting this contraption together. First thing I did as I was going home is I looked up to see if there were any tow hooks, tow placements, someplace I could latch onto the back of the car. Turns out there is not on the old Chevy Prisms. Sorry. And I was reading. Guys were saying, okay, you know, where can I latch onto this? Oh, don't put it around the axle because that's a weak axle. You might rip the car off. Okay, don't want to do that. Finally, one guy said, well, what we did was we opened both back doors and then we fished the rope through the back doors across the back seat out the other side. And then we just hauled the car out using that. I thought, well, I could do that. So I get this 450-foot of rope, and I throw it into the back seat of my little Chevy Prism. Pull out one end, you know, do the hard loop tie-off. Pull out the other end, do the hard loop tie-off. I use one of the carabiners to put the two ends together. Run the ends back to a tree, you know. Put everything together to where I can winch it. So I start winching. Well, the winch only has about 6 feet of throw on it. So I went ahead and started winching that 6 feet of throw, and I'm thinking, well, at least I'm going to pull that car back a foot or so. Well, by the time I actually pulled the rope taut, I only had about 6 inches left. And I'm like, oh, rats. I'm going to have to undo this whole thing and then start over. But after I had it all winched up taut, and it was taut enough that things were creaking, I'm thinking, you know, I wonder, now that I have it taut, those wheels can't go forward anymore, and they're pushed hard against the little ditch, and I've already got cardboard under the wheels. I wonder if this will work. So there's nothing quite like the feeling to a guy when he's doing something in the physical world and it actually works. So I get in the car, I put it in gear, turn it on, I put it in reverse, I just ease my foot off the brake, and I can feel the car pulling back, give it just a little gas. Sure enough, I am moving backwards out of the yard. Success. Total success day. So I start backing up, and now I'm thinking about, okay, is the rope getting tangled up in the wheels? You know, am I going to run over the winch? What is going on back there? And so I get the thing backed up probably 4 feet, 4 or 5 feet. And then I go ahead and slow down because I think, okay, I'll put it in gear. I'll undo all the stuff, and then I'll keep going. And then I put it, you know, put it in. I think I put my foot on the brake, and I could kind of feel it a little bit, and I'm thinking, this is soft here too. So then I start putting my foot on the gas, and sure enough, it's like, oh, here we go. And then I thinks to myself, time to do the redneck thing. So I put it in reverse. Sure enough, it's just kind of, it's not going, but I'm thinking, okay, the car's under power. I don't need much. So I do the redneck thing. Don't attempt this at home. So I think, okay, it's in reverse. If I get out and I push the car a little bit, I can get it started again, and then I can run around to the front of the car. Then I can run around to the driver's side, and I can jump in, and I can tromp on the brake. Now then, I drive an old car, okay? It's a 1999 Chevy Prism that was rammed in the back end and totaled. So it's not like I'm doing this on some $30,000 Tesla all-electric Roadster. So I sure enough, I get out, rock around to the front end of the car, and I start pushing. The car starts moving, just like the plan. And, okay, you can kill yourself doing this, so don't do this. So then, of course, it starts accelerating. And, of course, at that point, the panic button hits for me. Okay, now! And so I run around the side of the car, yank the door open, drive myself in with my foot extended so I can hit the brake as I'm going down in the seat, slam on the brake, slow the thing down. But by this time, I am close enough to the gravel drive that I am good to go. So I pull the car back up onto a little gravel pad a little bit, get out, unhook everything. My car is free. At this point, I am euphoric. I, by myself, with some tools, I have freed the car. So I'm euphoric at this point. So it was fun. It was a fun day. Of course, it's still pouring rain. But, you know, I fixed that problem too, because my head was getting wet, and it's just, you know, I look like a chia pet at this point because all my hair is kind of standing up, and I didn't like that much. And so all I could find was a stocking cap, but the stocking cap was just going to get wet. So then what I did is I went and I got a Walmart bag. And I had the Walmart bag on top of the stocking cap, and then I just had the Walmart bag, you know, kind of stuck in underneath the stocking cap. Worked great. While I'm in the middle of all this, the UPS guy comes, and he kind of takes one look at me. I said, yeah, man, I just got my car unstuck from the yard. And he said, oh, good. It was a good day. Good day. So then I go inside. I'm feeling pretty euphoric about all this kind of stuff. I got all the tools put away, got my car in the garage. It's good, it's good, it's good. I go in, take my boots off, outside, go in, get changed, get ready to go down, start the next thing in life. And I should back up and tell you another story. At this point, I don't have insurance on my cell phone. Because frankly, it's not very good insurance. You pay $11 a month, it's $132 a year, and then when you break something, there's like a $200 or $250 deductible. So, you know, you're really just, if you have an $800 cell phone, you're only covering about $550 really with the insurance, and you're paying $11 for that. You know, that's $132 a year, and that ratio is not really a great ratio, so I just risk it. Because I don't break cell phones. I mean, I try to be really careful with cell phones. I don't break them. So to me, it's like, yeah, I'm willing to stomach that risk. And one of the justifications I use for that is, look, I don't drop my laptop, you know, because it's thousands of dollars. Why would I drop my cell phone? I pay attention. Now, this new cell phone, I got to tell you, I've already dropped it a bunch of times because it's big enough. It's a Galaxy S8 Plus. It's big enough that when it's in my pocket and I sit down and recline in my chair, it slips out of my pocket. So I'm still getting that under control. But it's only a couple of feet, and it's Gorilla Glass 5, and it's fine. But that's already happened about four times. I got to get that under control. So the idea is I don't drop my laptop. I don't drop my laptop. Therefore, why would I drop my phone? In the midst of this euphoria of having got this car back, I'm going downstairs. I'm going to carry everything downstairs. I hook two fingers around my laptop bag that I need for the demo today. I stand up and that laptop bag slips out of my two fingers, hits the stairs diagonally, flips over. I try to catch it with my foot, can't get it caught with my foot. I'm not about to throw myself down the stairs for a laptop, so I just watch it. And that laptop bag goes end over end all the way down the stairs. Boom, 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 boom. Now, here's the thing though. It's a padded bag, and my laptop is in a little padded sleeve inside the bag. So I wasn't really that worried about it. I get down there. I pick up the bag. I wander into my office. I pull everything out. I open it up, turn it up. Sure enough, it still works. Yay. So that was yesterday. Yesterday was one of those interesting days. But I gotta say that I ended euphoric. So it was good. It was just fine. Then we did the demo this morning. The demo went fine. Everything's great. So life is good. Anyway, so today, big black bird. Oh, the little guy is out. My neighbor has a little cow that is not yet weaned. And he, let's see, we've talked about this enough. He's not really worried. But I'm wondering if I can honk him down. I don't want to scare him. Let's see. I'm wondering if I can herd him down into their driveway, which is what I'm doing. Yeah, there we go. Just move forward, move forward. He has great cows. They're the Scottish Highlander cows, so they're really cool. They're really cool with the horns, and they're red, and they're fabulous, and he raises them, so I'm basically just trying to herd him up so he's farther away from the main road. He gets in under the fence. Go, little cow, go. Go. Okay, I tell you what, I'm going to pause this while I finish this up. I'll be back. Okay, he just turned up into my neighbor's driveway, and from what I understand, once I get him there, he goes down to the end, and then he goes sits in their yard. So we're good, we're good. Anyways, this week, I was wondering what to talk about. You know, I'm already home at this point, and this is a topic that deserves a little commentary. I may just go ahead and leave this topic until next week because it really was a fascinating TED Talk. Really, really interesting. The name of the TED Talk was How to Exploit Democracy. And at first glance, it kind of seems to be saying one thing, and then the more I listened to it, I kept looking at it going, yeah, but. So I may just hold off, because obviously we're already into this driving home session 20 minutes or so, and these are actually only supposed to be about 20 minutes long. And if I go into this, it's going to be 35 minutes. So this is just going to be chatting about my week. Let's see if anything else was interesting this week. There were other interesting things that happened this week, but not necessarily something I would put on the podcast. So, yeah. So I think we're good. I've been getting different kinds of t-shirts, different kinds of socks and things to wear when on my trips to Walmart, backing into my garage. I have a fun one for tomorrow, because of course today is May the 4th. That's Star Wars Day, and tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. And so I was looking around for a t-shirt, given that I don't drink. I was looking around for a t-shirt to try to figure out, well, what could I do for Cinco de Mayo? Well, I actually found a t-shirt that's kind of a combination Cinco de Mayo and May the 4th celebration. It has a character named Obi-Wan, and Obi-Wan is spelled out, except it's O-B-I, new word, J-U-A-N. Obi-Wan, as in Juan Valdez. And it's got a guy in a sombrero and a Mexican guy in a sombrero and the robes and everything, and he's holding a lightsaber. And I thought that was hysterical. So I have that to wear to Walmart tomorrow. And then I got myself some Star Wars socks that is C-3PO and R2-D2. And so I'm going to wear that stuff, and it's fun. Last week was National Paisley Day, because I made it up. And so I had this really wild paisley shirt with some paisley socks and stuff. And it was fun. It was surprising how many of the women at Walmart workers loved that shirt. And then there was one of the workers there that it just made her day. She said, so, hey, you know, try to bring a little cheer. Anyways, that's the motto for today. Bring a little cheer into people's life if you can. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.